온모 바가바떼 바스리바야
Attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they attained transcendental love for me.
Vitarāga bhaya krodha man maya mām upāsitā Bahavo Gyanu Tapasa Puta Madhvabha Magata. So, I think I can speak in English. Is that all right? Nowadays, ladies, they can understand. This is the process. Madhavam agata. Our this human form of life is meant for going back to Krishna, back to home, back to God. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving information to the people in general how to make life successful. What is that successful life? To go back home, back to God. This is not our home. This material world, this is foreign country. We are just like, I am traveling all over the world. My home is in India, but I am going to so many countries, Europe, America, Canada, Australia, Africa. But my home is in India. This is a crude example. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of Krishna. Mamaivamsa jivabhut. Krishna says, all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. So Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. Krishna, his body is not material body. Those who are thinking Krishna's body as material, they are called Mayavad. But actually, Krishna's body is not material. The evidence is that Krishna knows past, present and future. In the material body, that is not possible. Just like I had my previous body in my previous birth, but I don't remember. If somebody asks me what you were in your previous life, it is very difficult. Because death means forgetfulness. We are not dying. So far we are living entities of concern. We are not dying. Na hannate hannamane sarire. We do not die. This is a disease that we accept a foreign body, material body. And the foreign body is a machine. Just like you have got a car. You can ride and drive on the car so long the machine is working. But as soon as the machine does not work, you have to change your car. It is like that. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati brahman sarvabhutani jantrarurani maya. Jantrarurani maya. Ishara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is situated in everyone's heart. And he is giving us the facilities for material enjoyment. Because we have come here, we have come to this in the material world for sense enjoyment. Krishna bhuliya jeeva bhogavancha kare pasete mayatare japotiya dhare. This is a simple poetry given by a Vaishnava. As soon as we want to enjoy life independently, immediately Maya captures. So, this is simple presentation from Shastra. It is understood that Krishna, who is sitting within your heart, he knows what you are willing. You cannot conceal anything from Krishna. Anumanta upadrashta. The Paramatma is described as upadrashta, seeing everything. So, because we have come to this material world for sense enjoyment, Krishna is giving us chance. All right. Sarvasya chaham ridishan nivishta matta smriti kya jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna says, I am sitting in everyone's heart, and because the living entity wanted to do something for his sense enjoyment, he gives the chance. All right. Here is the chance, you can do it. But actually Krishna does not want it. But we want it. We want it. And just like the father says, my dear boy, you do not do this. You do this. But the son insists, no, I will do this. But therefore father also says, all right, do it at your age. Similarly, this material enjoyment is not required. Because we are spiritual entity. We have nothing to do with this. Asangayam purusha. We have no connection with this material world. But somehow or other, we are attached to this material enjoyment. And we have forgotten Krishna. We have forgotten our home. We have forgotten our real identity. Therefore, Krishna says here, Vitarāga bhayakrodha. Vitarāga bhayakrodha manmaya mām upāsrita. If somebody understands that this is not my home, I am wandering in these foreign countries. That is knowledge. But those who have no knowledge, they think that they are this body. Jasyatma buddhi kunapi tithathake sadhik kalatra disubhoma ijjadi jatitha buddhi shalile nakarishi janesu avigne saiva gokhala. This is animal conception, right? I am this body, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am American, I am Christian, I am Hindu, like that. This is all bodily concept. Saiva gokhala. This conception of life is animal concept. Just like a dog, he does not know that he is spirit soul. He cannot understand. Aham brahmasmi. He cannot understand. It is in the human body one can understand that I am not this body. A human body can understand what is written in the Bhagavad Gita. Tathadehantara prapti. You have to change your body. You do not know what change is going to be happen. But you have to change your body. How? There are so many bodies, cats, dogs, demigod, and so many others. You have to accept according to your karma. Karmana daivanatrena. By the judgment of superior authority and according to your karma, you'll get a body. So, this is the problem of life, and in the human form of life, there is chance of understanding what is the problem of life. The problem is that I am eternal spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, I am not this body. That is called knowledge. Nowadays they are fond of the technical knowledge. But try to understand what is the technical knowledge. In Boston I was invited by the Massachusetts Technical Institute. So I asked them, all the students, what is that technology? That when this machine stops to work, what technology you have got to get this machine again working? Have you got any department? So they could not answer that, but they were very much attracted, and we are now sending our representative all over the world to the scientist. Here is Dr. Sarup Damodar, PhD. He is from California. He has passed his chemistry and he has written one book. So in Manipur he was invited by many universities, schools, colleges. So this movement is not a sentimental movement. It is the scientific movement. It is the most elevated scientific movement. If you are a scientist, you can question, here is scientist present, he will answer you scientifically. Don't take this movement as something sentimental, authorized movement. We are speaking the science which is given by Krishna, the supreme authority. So here Krishna is giving you the idea how you can get out of this material entanglement. Vitaraga bhayakrodha. In the material life, we are attached to four things. Ahara, nidra, bhaya. Bhaya means fearfulness. Because fearfulness must be there because we have accepted this material body. There must be always, we must be always afraid. Not only we, even small ant or birds and beasts, everyone. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asadgraha. Always full of anxiety. Why? Asatgraha. Because we have accepted this body. Asat. Asato madama. Satagama. That is the basic thing. Don't keep yourself in this asat material world. Satagama. Jyotidgama. Tamasoma. These are the basic Indians. So here, Krishna says that many people, bahavo, not only one or two, Krishna says, bahavo jnana tapasa, jnana, knowledge, and tapasa, austerities. So, this human life is meant for jnana and tapasa. Then we become purified. Jnana tapasa puta. Puta means purified. We have to purify our existence. This is human activity. Just like we are training. We are training our students how to become purified. No illicit sex life. No intoxication. No gambling. And what is the other? No meat eating. You have to purify yourself. That is the injunction of all Vedic literature. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena damena va tyagena satta saucha bhyan jamena niyamena va. So, if we don't take to tapasya and don't take to knowledge, then this human form of life is spoiled. That this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this one. So, today, Srimati Radharani's birthday, Radhashtami. So, we called you for meeting. This Radharani, about some Radharani, because this Radharani is the source of spiritual inspiration. Source of spiritual inspiration. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para jiva bhuta mahabhava prakritim para. The apara prakriti is this material world. Bhumi rapa nalova. And there is another prakriti, para prakriti. That is also mentioned here. Madhavam. Madhavam means the nature in which Krishna is there. In this material nature, although Krishna is there, but we do not understand. We cannot see Krishna. That is material. Forgetfulness of Krishna. But when you remember Krishna even in this material world, then it becomes spiritual, just like this temple. This temple is the opportunity of remembering Krishna. Here is Krishna worship. Here you can remember Krishna. Here is the inmates of this temple, they are chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So, that is called Mamupasrita. Mamupasrita. They have taken the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. And Manmaya, and always thinking of Krishna. And Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha. Raga, we have got some attachment. This material attachment. But as soon as you become attached to Krishna, you will be detached to this material world. That is, bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatrasyat. That is the taste of bhakti. Bhakti means when you are advanced in bhakti, bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatrasyat. That is the taste. The example is, just like when you are hungry, you are giving some food, you are eating, voracious. But when you are satisfied, he will say, no more, no more. Similarly, when you get Krishna, then he will say, no more, no more material necessity. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the point of realization, na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang ma jagadish kama. He says, I don't want these material riches, dhanam. Everyone is after money. Money, money, money. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam, I don't want money. Na dhanam, na janam. Don't want followers. Everyone wants to become leader and some followers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what is the use of becoming leader of these fools? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitamma. Everyone wants very beautiful, obedient wife. He says that also I don't want. Then what do you want? Mama janmani janmani share bhavatad bhakti rahit kitai. It is so pleasure, it is so great a pleasure that if you come to this bhakti platform, if you realize little, then you will forget all these things. Shamin kritathosmi varang na jach. Just like Dhruva Maharaj said, when he went to the forest for getting some material profit, but when he realized God, when he saw Krishna, Vishnu, Vishnu wanted, now you take benediction, whatever you want. He says, Shamin kritathosmi varang na jach. Shamin, I am now satisfied. So this is the position that janglang dha chaparang labhang mannati nadhikam tata. So if you take to Krishna consciousness, then these are the results. Vitaraga bhaya krodha. Krodha means when we cannot satisfy our senses. We try to satisfy our senses just like the jackal. He wanted to eat some grapes, but jumping, he could not get. Then in krodha, he says, oh, it is useless. It is sour. You don't. So this krodha, in the absence of sense gratification, there is krodha. Kamayesha krodha is rajaguna samadhu. So Krishna says, manmaya, being always absorbed in me, manmaya, maya, maya, vikarathe mayat. When just like one thing is covered with gold, it is called sarnamo. Similarly, when we are now materially covered, when we become covered with Krishna consciousness, that is called manmaya. Manmaya, always thinking of Krishna. How it is possible? Manmaya mam upasita. When you take shelter of Krishna, Krishna is so kind. He gives you shelter. He says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam aham tva sarva papebhyo mokkhyesha. We cannot become Krishnamaya so long we are sinful. Jisham tu antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam ti dandamaha nirmukta bhajante mangadirabhata. So these are the formulas. So one has to become manmaya. By taking shelter of Krishna, one has to become absorbed in thinking of Krishna. That is not very difficult. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mangnamaskar. It is not at all difficult. You simply chant Hare Krishna mantra, you will be manmaya. This is so nice thing. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama iva kevala. Kalu nasti iva nasti iva nasti iva gatiranda. So our request is, everyone who is present here, today is Radhashtami, so pray to Radharani. He is Hare, Hara. This Hare, this word is Radhana. Hara, Radhana. Radha or Hara, the same thing. So, Hare Krishna. So we are praying to Radharan, my mother, Radharani, and Krishna, Hare Krishna, O Krishna, the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the same thing, repetition. O Radharani, O Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radhe Krishna, or Hare Krishna, the same thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Again addressing, O Krishna, Radharani. Hare Rama, the same thing. Again, Hare Rama. Rama is also Krishna. Rama is Rama, Rama is Balaram. They are all Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare. So, this repetition of addressing Radha and Krishna, Hare Krishna, is to pray, my dear Lord, the energy, the spiritual energy of the Lord, kindly engage me in your service. That's all. I am now embarrassed with this material service. Please engage me in your service. This is good sense. We are servants here. We are engaged in so many services. But it is not giving us comfort. Natrapa nopashanti. The service which we are rendering to others, they are not satisfied, I am not satisfied. This is material service. But if you give service to Krishna, salpamapi asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Little service can save you from the greatest danger. This is the formula. Just like Ajamil. Ajamil, in his boyhood, he was Brahmana. He was giving service to Vishnu. But in young age, he became a victim of a prostitute and he fell down. But at the end, Ante Narayana Smriti, when Jamadut was coming and were so fearful, he did not know whom to take shelter, but he was attached to his youngest son, whose name was Narayana. See, he thought this Narayana would give me protection. So he asked him, Narayana. But at the same time, he remembered that Narayana, I sometimes gave service. So immediately Narayana said, Salpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. So it is our duty therefore. That is the duty of human life, to become Krishna conscious. And that is stated here. Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upasi. Bahava. It is not that one or two, many. Jnana tapasa. Jnana, that is required. Knowledge and tapasa. That is human life. If we remain just like cats and dogs, eat, sleep and have sex life, beget children and die someday, this is cats and dogs life. This is not human life. Human life is different. Manmaya mamupasita. Jnana tapasa, puja, to become purified by knowledge and tapasa. Tapodibbam, jena satyeta suddha. Suddheta satya. That is the statement of Rishabdev. Everywhere. We have to purify our existence and get out of this repetition of birth and death. That is success of life. So, we shall pray to Radharani. What is Radharani? Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Pleasure potency. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyata. The Supreme Lord has many potencies. Natasya Karjam Karanam Chavidyat. Therefore, he has nothing to do. He has got so many potencies, just like big man, a rich man, he is sitting. But his energies, his potencies are working, big factory, and he knows everything. Similarly, parasa shakti vividayasyata, he has got many multi potencies. One of them is this pleasure potency. Pleasure potency, he also wants pleasure. So when Krishna wants, Krishna is Parabrahma, he cannot enjoy anything material. He has to create the source of enjoyment by his own spiritual potency. That is Radhana. So Radharani is described in the Shastra. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Alladini Shakti Asma. That is Krishna's Alladini Shakti. Krishna, she gives pleasure to Krishna. So she is very kind. And today, Radha Ashtami, if we pray to Srimati Radharani, therefore in Vrindavan in she, they are first of all glorifying Jai Radhi everywhere. Jai Radhi. To glorify Srimati Radharani. So if Radharani is pleased, he will be able to approach Krishna very easily. And that is the goal of our life. That is the goal of Vitarāga Bhayakrodha. Manmaya Mam Upasita. Mam Upasita means you have to take, you cannot take shelter of Krishna directly. You have to take shelter of his potency. Krishna is therefore trying to help us. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Vit. He is within, he is called Chaitanya Guru. If you are purified, Krishna, Buddhi Jogam Dadamit, you directly speak with him. And so long you cannot, then he sends his representative, the spiritual master, the Guru. You can ask through the spiritual master about Krishna. Jasya Prasadad, Bhagavat Prasad. So in this way, we have to be absorbed in the thought of Krishna, we have to take shelter of Krishna. Then, if you take shelter of Krishna, this jnana, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajita, Janayati Yasu Jnana, Janayati Yasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chajada. The same thing, Krishna will speak, Krishna is within you. Simply, you have to take shelter of Krishna, always thinking of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Thank you very much. That's all.